Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 10. Now, all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Thus ends the reading of the gospel. Today's gospel passage from Luke tells familiar stories. They're familiar to us because they're favorites. They're also familiar because they tell us, once again, of God's mercy, God's desire to include all in the fellowship of believers. Whether it's the shepherd who goes in search of the one sheep that is lost, leaving the other 99 behind, or whether it's the woman who has lost a precious coin, according to the story, a considerable 10% loss to her. The gospel describes how God, in the person of the shepherd or the woman, searches for what has been lost. The gospel passage reminds us that there is great comfort in letting go of the belief that we can earn God's love so that we can dwell in God's mercy. As I do so often when I ask the question, "Who are the lost among us?" my thoughts go immediately to the persons I encounter in my ministry. Who are those who, even if Jesus were dining with them, would be called sinners? Some of the most faithful believers I've met are among the 2.3 million incarcerated individuals in this country. Yes, I did say incarcerated, and I did say 2.3 million. The United States has the highest documented incarceration rate of any country in the world. Who misses these people, though? They're clearly out of sight, and intentionally so. And for many of us, they're probably out of mind as well. Prisons are often located far from cities, in sparsely populated rural counties. And as the prison population has grown tremendously in the past 30 years, while crime rates have gone down, by the way, it's become customary for white males to become corrections officers for an increasingly African American or Hispanic population. And it's become customary for people in those rural counties to rely on the wages, if not the status, of wearing a uniform in one of those institutions. I can't help posing that question again. Who are the lost among us, and who searches for them? A Dominican friar was recently named a saint by our church. Père Jean Joseph de Taste lived only 37 years in mid-19th century France, from 1832 to 1869. But during the last 4 years of his life, he became like the shepherd or the woman in today's gospel. And in the process, he became known as the apostle to prisons. He led a retreat at a prison for women near his home in France and was forever changed by that experience. Initially, he went inside the walls with many of the same preconceived notions that people have today. But he was changed by the experience, and the lives of the women were changed as well. Why? He grew to believe that conditions in prison were suitable for spiritual growth, and he believed that what prisoners needed more than anything else was simply to be loved. The world, with all its power and riches, cannot give them this. It is the work of God. And so we return to the theme of the gospel passage from Luke and the familiar stories of God searching for what was lost and the question I posed earlier, who are the lost among us? Who needs to be found? Who needs love and God's mercy? The answer? Each of us does.